We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
So we're not starting opening day today. We still don't know exactly how many games are going to be played this season. They're still haggling out the, obviously, the can we play first, but then also what is the most efficient way to determine a season. We chatted with former MLB manager Bobby Valentine on the show yesterday, and we'll hear from him throughout the show today. Obviously, the impetus for that was he was managing the Mets after 9/11, and they hosted, of course, the first game in New York after 9/11 happened, and how baseball was used as healing for not just New York, but a nation as well at that time of things. But we also discussed what his plan would be for this particular season, and how many games would be, I guess, the right amount.
Well, I think the season, the integrity of the season, has a place in our fabric. And I think that we need to devise a new look season that will give a champion a credible crown. And that's why people watch the game, and that's why they root for their home team, to see if, in fact, their team could be the last one standing. So I think it's necessary to provide a couple hours of enjoyment, relaxation, a chance to get away. Everyone needs to have a feeling of familiarity with something that they are affectionately connected to. And that's what the sport needs to bring back to our fabric, that familiar feeling of comfort.
I like how he termed it, though, a credible champion.
Yeah.
How many games does it take to make a credible champion and not, I guess water down.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think he has a point there with that credible champion, but he says, you know, that's why people watch and that's why people root for their hometown team. I don't know that that's necessarily the case. I mean, let's just take Kansas City, for example. I think when you look at the Royals, you know the situation that the Royals are in. They're in the process of building towards becoming that credible champion. I think when you open a Major League Baseball season, you know, New York, Boston, you know, maybe the Dodgers, you know, maybe you look at, you know, some of the other, you know, possible teams that could win a championship in Major League Baseball this year, the Cleveland Indians, maybe fans of the Indians think they can win a championship this year. There's a couple of hot pockets across the country that obviously have those championship expectations. But I think for the most people in Major League Baseball, when you go through the season, you start the season knowing that Major League Baseball is there because you like baseball, because you're a baseball fan, and you're going to watch it because you love your hometown team. Everybody knows that each year is not going to be your year. You're going to have some of those battles to face. And so why Bobby suggests crowning that credible champion, I understand that. You don't want to play a 60-game season and award somebody a champion and say they're the champions of baseball because you played a 60-game year, you know, in a perfect world. But we're not in a perfect world. And he went on to talk about, Josh, a few hours of enjoyment and relaxation. And I think ultimately that's what it's about. That's why the sports world needs to get back going. That's why we need to get back to watching sports again, because it does create that enjoyment. It does create that relaxation. It does create that escape from the norm. And even if your team is bad, like, you know, the Royals lost 100 games the last couple of years, even if it's a bad team, you're still going to turn the game on that night. You're still going to have the game on. You're still going to use that as enjoyment and as an escape from reality. And if baseball comes back and plays 81 games or whatever the numbers is, they still have the playoffs, I don't think anybody's going to care at the end how many games the eventual champ won in the regular season. season, they're going to know that baseball came back and gave us a distraction from what this reality is in which we're living right now. And ESPN this morning had a guy by the name of Dr. Marshall Leonard on. He used to play for the New England Revolution in soccer. And, you know, he was talking about – right. But what he said this morning on ESPN I thought was really, really good. He was on with Scott Van Pelt, and Van Pelt was talking to him about, you know, being a doctor now and what that's like and all of that kind of stuff. And at the end of the interview, he thanked him for his time. And Dr. Leonard goes, hold on a second here. He goes, you don't understand. We need sports back because that's going to give us that distraction. And he goes, while you guys are rooting for us right now, we can't wait to get back to see you guys playing again to give us that distraction that we need. And so that's the role that sports can play in all of this. And I think sometimes people who are invested in the sports don't think outside the box enough, whether it's baseball or the NBA. We're all worried about crowning this credible champion right now and fitting the right amount of games in. I think any amount of game at any level, at any sport right now is a good amount of games to give people that distraction that they need. Because now you come home from work or you come home from a hard day if you're a doctor or whatnot, and you flip on the TV and all it is negative news. We need to get that sports aspect back in our lives to give people that real release, because eventually you are going to run out of stuff on Netflix. Eventually you are going to run out of stuff that you're watching on Hulu or Amazon Prime or whatever you're watching right now, and you're going to need that live sporting event that's going to be different every single night. And that's why it's important to get the sports back, not necessarily to crown a credible champion. I don't think anybody should be thinking about crowning a credible champion in any sport this year. We should just be thinking about a way to get the sports back so the folks in the United States can use that as an escape and a way to create some joy in their lives right now.
Safely get it back.
I mean, safely get it
back.
I'm not
in any rush myself, but I understand the sports world would be in a rush. And again, I'm spending people's money.
Right. Sure.
I'm spending organizations' money, and they're all fearful of you know, when can they get their business back open again?
Yeah.
And not just sports, probably at this point in time.
It's everything.
It's everything, and I get it. But also, we got to make sure it's the right way to do it.
Correct.
Right?
You don't want to get it back and start games, then all of a sudden
you have to stop games and
bring it back. You don't want to be in that situation. And yeah, I'm with you. Make sure it's brought back safe and right and all that. I'm not trying to rush sports back, but I'm saying is sports has a different role in life this year than it has had ever before. And it's not necessarily to say who won the World Series or who won the Super Bowl or who won the NBA title or any of that. It's about how they created that distraction and gave us the opportunity to escape reality for a couple of hours every single night.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.